The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Z Live Off the Record with Zhivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Grand Bahama News, Prince Masters, RF Banking Trust, and Royal Star Assurance. You're not alone.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Zhivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today, you can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. 325-4316. You can call us on the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. So you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. BTC Flow Channel 612. Lots to talk about again today. If you want to weigh in, please feel free to weigh in. I recall staying now for a few years, sometimes on this show, that when someone figures out the shipping logistics in this country that makes it less expensive to import things from away, they are going to, one, make a lot of money. I thought it might be a Bahamian who could make millions and millions of dollars once they figured it out. And I thought that it would be extremely disruptive to all these brick and mortar operations in the Bahamas, all these heavy companies, all these heavy businesses that are trading in the Bahamas. I believed that for a long time. I thought the Bahamian might figure it out. Some years ago, and I have friends who can call the show, text the show, and confirm that this is true. Years ago, I talked about a concept called Bahamazon. Bahamas Amazon. About creating an opportunity to do for the Bahamas that Amazon does. See, one of the things that people may not know about Amazon is that while Jeff Bezos grew Amazon to a significant business, something happened that really jettisoned that business to the huge status that it is today. They had an economist who looked at their logistics and operations and indicated to them that one of the challenges that they had was that the rules of transportation in the United States of America was preventing them from expanding their business beyond where they were. In other words, there was a rule in the United States of America that if you were a trucker within a certain distance of some location or the other, you could not deliver for this company or that company. That's my crude explanation for what was happening. Anyway, so the economist showed this to Amazon, and when they resolved it, that's how they got to connecting up with all of these various transportation and distribution entities and companies so that they could resolve that problem. They were able to jettison their business that way. And in the Bahamas, I strongly believe the shipping in this country, oh my God, creates a added layer of cost that makes for difficulty when you want to directly import. So people, the average citizen might find that challenging. So I remember my son one time ordering something on Amazon. It was a watch. He was a very young man. This watch could not have cost him maybe $9 or something else, but by the time that he landed, it was like $30-something. Paid $9 for the thing and ended up paying $30-something. Just crazy business. That's just crazy. And I have often thought, when somebody figures out this logistics, when somebody figures out, okay, I'm not going to make a killing off the shipping logistics on these people in small scale countries, but that does import a lot though. $3+ billion in import. Oh, I think I'm going to have a game changer. Amazon's proposition, not just to the Bahamas, you know, Amazon has been doing this for a while. They've been offering free shipping for minimum purchases to a number of locations. So if you go on Amazon site, you will see where they are sending to Israel and sending to Philippines and other countries. And as long as you meet a minimal threshold of purchase, you can get the free shipping. Now, I've seen discussions around what that means in terms of free shipping. Does that mean they cover the customs duty or et cetera and that kind of thing? Well, I honestly don't know, because I don't know how that works, because the customs duty is really on the importer. The importer pays the customs duty. Once your item lands at customs, you pay the duty. But if somebody's delivering that to your location, et cetera, well, I guess it's possible for them to cover the cost of that as well. And if they find it a profitable proposition for them, then whether they absorb that custom duty payment is irrelevant to the purchaser, because at the end of the day, the only thing you want is your item. If the government collects its duty, it gets its duty, however it gets it. The government would not care as long as the duty is paid and whatever fees and taxes are paid. But to be able to get to a purchaser in the Bahamas an item that nearly mirrors a cost that they find reasonable relative to what they could pay on the ground here in the Bahamas, oh my goodness, is it a game changer? So is there no wonder there are some companies in the Bahamas, maybe even the Chamber of Commerce and others, who might be concerned about this? Yes, they might be concerned about this, but I want to look at that concern first. I want to really look at it to say, concern for who? For who? Who's concerned? Who is concerned? Is what I'm going to look at today. And a new way in, let me know what you think about that. So if a thing is more convenient, more affordable, and more quality for a buyer, how does the consumer be concerned in a scenario like that? If you can get today that which you are now getting cheaper, more conveniently, and more quality. I'm not saying this is what Amazon will offer altogether, even though the options would expand for people and therefore make all of those things perhaps possible. But if you're a consumer, you're a behaving consumer, you're already complaining about the cost of things. It's too expensive in the stores. It's too expensive in this place. It's too expensive in that place. When somebody from abroad offers you an opportunity to get that same thing cheaper, more conveniently, and maybe even more with a better quality, how is that a problem for you as a consumer? That's the first question I have, and I'm asking you to weigh in on it. Please, somebody tell me. Don't let worry about whether Amazon is doing it or Walmart is doing it. I'm just asking you a very simple question today. You are behaving mother. You are behaving father. You are behaving adult. You are behaving young person. You are behaving lower, middle, upper class person. You are behaving lower, middle income, upper income person. And you can get an item, any item, cheaper, more convenient, and maybe with better quality. How is that a concern for you? What's the downside of that for you? Tell me, please. Call us. 323-623-6232, 325-4316, 325-4316-242, 300-5720. You can text us, 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me, 439-3043. How is it a problem for you as a consumer? If your grits, if your bread, if your cereals, if your meat, if your cars, if your clothing, or your appliances come into the country more affordably or more conveniently or with better quality, how is that a problem for you as a consumer? Somebody text me, call me, and tell me how that's a problem for you as a consumer. We have a text here says, Mr. Lang, it's more of a tax, i.e. customs duty and VAT. That is an imposition more than the shipping cost, which is the major set back. I don't agree with you at all. You may think that largely because maybe the transactions you're doing, but I used to be in the chicken business, the poultry business, and I might buy $43,000 worth of feed for the chicken. And the shipment of the feed for me was like between $12,000 and $16,000 per container. That's not a VAT issue. In fact, there was no tax on the fee because it was an agricultural company. So the issue wasn't the VAT, the tax is the shipping. And it is still the shipping. A part of it is still the shipping. You cannot tell somebody who is trading that the shipping is not the issue. There are lots of products in the Bahamas that don't even carry some duties, vegetable products and meat products and so forth. And the duties on some other items are not very high. You know, they're low duty. So it's not just the VAT tax. So you're talking to somebody who was in the Ministry of Finance. So I'm sorry, it's not just the VAT tax. Maybe on some items where you have 200%, 100% duty, et cetera, but not on most items. That's not the issue. Shipping is a part of the problem. A big part of the problem, the cost of doing business in this country. Big part. And during the pandemic, it became even worse. But then after that, it kind of leveled off. But it's still a significant part of your cost, right? Why do you think Amazon is trying to erase it? Because it makes a big difference to people's cost. That's the reason why they're trying to do it. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this first break.
Take a stand, everybody, come take my hand, we'll walk this road together, through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone, holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
The Whopper with cheese at Burger King National has never tasted so good. It's made with 100% flame-grilled beef that's juicier, topped with fresh ingredients as usual, and even fluffier buns. Get a regular Whopper with cheese combo for only $9, including VAT, and enjoy a Whopper that's bigger, better, and tastier. The only place to get your Whopper with cheese combo is at Burger King National, where it's grill time anytime.
Oh. all those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The car?
I marched the car. The lady run into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with a RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. So glad that you could join us. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, Mr. Lang. How are you doing? C. Allen Johnson.
Hey, C. Allen. How you doing?
You know, do you know that during the WTO debate, you answered this question for me?
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember. Yes, because there were some people amongst the group who kept talking about Walmart and all of them coming here.
As a matter of fact, see, Alan, you are right, because I remembered all of that when this Amazon thing came up.
Right. And I said to them, they don't need to come here. They
absolutely
can deliver here. Right? And believe it or not, I have an advantage because I have an ex that has worked for Amazon Logistics for well over a decade, and a son that also works in the logistics department from the technological aspect. So, and in fact, I spoke to three companies about doing what Amazon is doing. One of the companies did not want to pay me for the consultancy, and two of the companies attempted it, and it did not work out. I'll send you those companies, and you probably could even reference when they attempted. I won't call their names on it, but it's kind of like seeing the logistics scenes changing in advance. And even when Amazon went into open locker in 2018, if you looked at their plan, because they had looked at Freeport as being one of their hubs, and we didn't move fast enough or whatever inquiry that happened, and they then went and settled for open locker as their destination. Right now, they employ 1,500 people in spite of it being practically totally automated. But the opportunity for you, I say, is not just for Abraham, but there's some even greater opportunities in this opening up, because we have this multi-billion dollar economy. And if individuals, instead of fighting from Amazon, look to see how to pivot and actually look to become almost like a replacement or a enhancement of what DHL, whoever their termination point is, then they can become part of that system. Because even though Amazon offers you free shipping, Amazon pays for shipping. It's just part of their business model. But
right, they soak up that cost for themselves, because you know Amazon is not a company that has as a primary objective high profit. Amazon for years made lower profit than Walmart, and did so deliberately. because Amazon sought to lock in loyalty of customers by virtue of affordability and reliability. And that was a huge part of their model. So even they continue with that today. Because yes, if Amazon could lock in a billion and a half of the Bahamian import money.
but let me say it like, do you know the number one thing that I learned from my son that Amazon is about? Collecting data.
Mm.
They know, and this is how they were even being sued for using that data to enter even in the competitive market, because you could go to Amazon and certain even some apps now that extract that data would tell you what product is selling for those people who do resellers, who may go to the dollar store, see something for sale, and quickly go and check Amazon, check the matrix and everything else of that sort. So it's a data-type environment. And I think we are reaching a critical mass, but it's not just here in the Bahamas, but the entire Caribbean. There is a need now. And when you look at the inflation and the way stuff is moving around the world, and I can tell you, want me to tell you the greatest thing about it is Donald Trump. When he moves...
But hold on. See, Alan, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. I really don't. I want to stay on... Hold on.
I'm walking out. I can be listening.
Yeah.
But I'm just telling Behemoth, look at this as an opportunity for even some for smaller players to adjust and pivot. And I mean, this is great. Yeah. It's a great opportunity for them if they see it through, not through the lens of yesterday, but through the lens of tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's on the entrepreneurial side of things. I'm asking a simple, very simple question. Alan just raised an issue. Lord knows. I spent a lot of years rowing with the Commonwealth of the Bahamas about the WTO. A lot of years talking to Bahamians said that Walmart would come in here. And C. Allen is right. When that was raised with me, I said, Walmart doesn't have to come here. As a matter of fact, people are already shopping at Walmart for you here and then telling you to buy home. They're already shopping where Walmart shopping, bringing in the stuff for you. And so Walmart doesn't need to come here. People just need to be able to ship to here. Now you see Amazon seeking to do so. Amazon has been shipping here, by the way, for a long time. So don't let anybody fool you. You can go to Amazon right now, and you can order, and Amazon will ship to the Bahamas. If the cost of it might be prohibitive to you, it may not now be as prohibitive or prohibitive at all, because they are soaking up that shipping cost. And just for my friend who texted to say it's not the shipping cost, I bought some items in the Bahamas recently, $400 worth of items, maybe. I had to pay $175 to ship it to the Bahamas. $175. $400. Right? And then I had to pay the custom duties on it. Right? So if I can knock out $175, look at the savings to me. And $400, that's almost 50% savings on that order, right? So Amazon, people don't have to come here. They just have to figure out a way to make it more affordable for you to buy it from them. So the question that I had for you first, which I didn't want to be distracted from per se, was how is there a downside to you from getting something more affordably, more conveniently, and perhaps with better quality? How is that a downside for a Bahamian who said to the Prime Minister of the Bahamas, the cost of living is too high in this country, we're paying too much money, it costs too much for everything, it costs too much to go to the food store. If I can order my rice, if I can order my cereals through Amazon, land them here, the toilet tissue and all those kinds of stuff, land it here for less than what it costs me to go in a food store, well, it's not a problem for me as a consumer. There are other problems that creates, but I'm talking about you as a consumer. What's the downside of that for you as a consumer? That's the question. That's the first question. This text is, what if a sizable amount of the population decides to purchase four items and all the other items outside of the country? Would that not negatively impact the economy and unemployment and established business in the country? Okay, that's a good question. That is a great question, but that is not the question today, right? Unless you are saying to me that as a consumer, all these other problems that might get created by it is going to be the problem that I have. And I'm going to speak to that question soon. Just stay tuned. Soon. Okay? This Texas is saying, do you believe having a monopoly on a business causes some cost to be high? Yes, I do. So why you think our government gave the shipping monopoly to one set of people? First of all, you need to understand what was done. There is no shipping monopoly in the Bahamas. None. Arawak Key is a port, not a shipping company. It's a port. The shipping companies are Tropical, MSC, and those. Those are international players. The mail boat is a shipping business. So those are the people who ship. Okay, so you can't say that there's a shipping monopoly in the Bahamas. What there is a monopoly on is where the shippers come into port. And while there is a monopoly on that for, it was 25 years, that is also owned by many Bahamians, where it was only owned in first instance by a few people, and where even though they didn't have a monopoly, they were the dominant players because nobody else was really receiving close to what they were getting before. So before Arawak Port was relocated to where it was relocated and the deal struck for it, one, those, a little small group of families, I might say white families in the Bahamas, dominated the port business. And they received the vast majority of items and ships that came into Nassau. Okay, that's the first thing. They were located on Bay Street. Secondly, they controlled and owned it unto themselves. There were no Bahamians who were profiting beyond them from it. Okay, so now, today, they have an Arawak port. Thousands of Bahamians own a portion of that business. Thousands, and they don't have and create the congestion and other realities that used to exist when they were on Bay Street. Okay, but do not confuse yourself. There is no monopoly on shipping in the Bahamas, because that would mean that there is only one shipping company. Arawak Port is not a shipping company. So you have to be careful to understand the nature of things. Stop listening just to people who tell you things. Read, study, ask questions like you're doing today, but maybe I think a bit with some assumptions that are not correct. Okay. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. That Amazon deal would be great, except they will probably bill the documentation fee for each item instead of each order. Ship items in huge boxes with tons of bubble wrap, and then DHL will pass on a huge processing fee. I had a deal with them once for an item which was supposed to be shipped to me for free as a replacement. The DHL charged me fees for the full value of the item. I ended up paying more in fees than that the item was worth. I'll stick with my courier. Well, that's fine for you because you are now making the assumption that what happened to you before will happen to you again. But you don't know this particular deal. You don't know what this deal has. So maybe you should wait to see first. Right? I don't operate like you are speaking to operate. I don't make assumptions that this is what is going to be the case. I want to know what will be the case. Okay? Because maybe DHL and them have a deal that ensures that what DHL is doing is getting the item to you when DHL gets paid from Amazon. You don't know that. All you are doing is making assumptions about life being how it is for you now, then. But if that is true, then why is this a big deal to begin with if it sounds like something new? Right? And so I'm sorry that I think it's an unwise practice to make assumptions, because we know what assumptions mean. Doesn't mean you're not correct, but right now you're just assuming. The sectors, I just had a conversation with someone over the weekend who talked about a business venture based on a current world trend. I said to them, world trends are one thing, but in the Bahamas, the first thing the Bahamian considers is cost, especially in today's economic environment. The one question I have about this arrangement is how this VDL air freight will factor into the cost. That's a tax that was introduced over VAT and customs duty. Will the government be adjusting the per pound fees to regulate their revenue as needed? Well, how the government will respond to what is being proposed, this is a different story. We don't know. We don't know that yet. It may well be that the business lobbyists cry sufficiently to the government and put pressure on the government, and the government may do something that causes the cost to be prohibitive. That is possible. But that would be counter to a policy of trying to reduce the cost of living. I see this is always so we'll get to the other side of who may be hurt by it. But today nobody has answered me. No one has said to me yet what the downside is for Bahamian if you get cheaper items, and I'm not even talking about just Amazon, I'm talking about any business. Cheaper items for less expensive items or more affordable items, more conveniently to yourself, and maybe with higher quality. What's the downside for Bahamian from that? If the WTO did that, if the WHO did that, if the WFO did that, if the WTO did that, I mean, CO did that, if any entity did that, created that scenario for a Bahamian or Bahamian consumer, what's the downside for them, for the Bahamian consumers? What's the downside of getting less expensive, more convenient, and better quality items? What's the downside for Bahamian? Please, somebody tell me. So the government needs to level the playing field by letting all freight forwarders have integration access to customs duty lift so they can be as convenient as this DHL deal. So the government needs to level the playing field by letting all freight forwarders have access to integration access to customs duty list so they can be as convenient as this deal. Please help me understand that. Please, honestly. So what you're saying is Amazon has integration access to customs duty list. And that's why they created this deal with DHL, and no one else can get that. How did Amazon get the access? I don't understand that. How is Amazon special and has an access that the other freight forwarders don't have? Please tell me. Tell me how that happened. I don't understand. And how does the government make that happen? Please help me. This text says there is no downside to the amount of Bahamian to the Bahamian consumer. Okay, that's one answer. That says there's no downside. It's great to use it. If eBay do free shipping to the Bahamas, now that would be off the chain. What's the difference between Amazon and eBay? Amazon doing it, eBay doing it, what's the difference? Amazon is much larger than eBay. Has much more products than eBay. What's the difference? Please help me understand. The eBay cheaper? Oh, okay. Okay. I don't know that to be true, but if you say so, I don't know. It says, I can't think of a downside to lower cost. It could affect everything down to food, construction, and rent. Okay, that's another thing in Texas saying, no, I can't think of a downside. Well, you and I are together on this. I cannot think of a downside to less expense, more convenience, and maybe higher quality. I cannot think of a downside for consumers. We're going to take a break, and if you could, somebody else, think of a downside, please call me. I'm talking to the consumer now. I'm not talking about this to anybody else. I'm just saying you are the buyer. You can get your cereal, you can get your bread basket items, you can get your vegetables, you can get your meat, you can get your dairy products, you can get your oils, you can get all these things less expensive, more conveniently, and perhaps with better quality. What's the Downside for You? You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Are you looking to save for a big purchase or occasion? Do you want your money to start making money for you? Well, let me introduce myself. My name is Bond, the Bahamas Government Savings Bond. I am guaranteed to earn interest on your money with terms ranging from 1 to 6 years. Government savings bonds are available to all Bahamians, and for as little as $100, you can start to save for your future. The Bahamas Government Savings Bond, a safe investment guaranteed. Check out the Central Bank of the Bahamas website for details.
This October, Dunkin' Donuts is brewing more than just coffee. We're brewing strength because we're stronger together. Donate at any Dunkin' location to support breast cancer awareness, and we'll match every dollar you give. Together, we're making a real difference for the Sister Breast Cancer Support Group. Sip, smile, support. When we stand together, we're stronger together because the Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy on his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join me here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. We're talking about Amazon's acquisition to provide free shipping on items purchased for a minimum of $49 or thereabouts. We were asking about what's the downside to Bahamians for less expensive, more conveniently delivered, and perhaps better quality products. So far, nobody has offered any downside. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good day, Mr. Lai.
Hi, how are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you very well.
Oh, I'm sorry, coming off a bit low. Okay, for me,
yeah, just for the record, that's a lot of times. That's on your side. That's really not on our side.
Okay, I mean, I usually hear you good, but just today it sounds a little low to me. But okay, What for me, I see like maybe a downside to the consumer, maybe not today, but tomorrow, would be the fact that in country, same item, the price will probably be doubled on that item because there's no one purchasing the item for now because they're taking it off Amazon. And when the time comes to purchase that or same item in country, I think the price will be much higher for same item. I think it would be a bad thing for the business persons in country also.
But that's an interesting thought, because the one reason why prices at home tend to be as high as they are is because they don't face this competition from cheaper prices. I mean, there's some inherent costs that make the price at home higher, but a part of the pricing structure for the Bahamas business, though, is also, you know, saying at a price relative to in at home competitors that don't challenge them in terms of pricing as can be found abroad. So why many Bahamians go and shop at Walmart and others when they go away, you know, so they don't have to compete with them per se. But if they did, maybe the price comes down, not goes up.
But let's just say you and I, we can go on Amazon and purchase the item. However, there are a lot of persons here that can't do the same.
Right. Yeah, but the assumption you're making is actually contrary to the way we understand business to work, because if sufficient demand is shifted elsewhere, the businesses normally have to make an adjustment to compete. And that's not to raise prices, that's to lower the price, because now you've given an even greater incentive for people not to buy at home.
That's true, but taxes and all these other stuff that the business have to now pay in order to bring in said item.
Yeah, but we know that that does add to cost, but we don't know the extent to which that alone is the cost. Because take, for instance, most meats have no duty on them. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Yeah, no, most meats do not. And many of fruits and vegetables don't have duty on them.
I know the fruit and vegetables.
Yeah, but most meats don't either, right?
Okay.
Chicken is one that does, continues to have, I think, maybe 25% duty on it and what have you. But a lot of meats don't. But look at the pricing still.
It's really high.
Right? So what it's really adding to our cost is a lot of times the cost of labor. Right? The cost of rent, the cost of utility, and then the cost of the business has to make a profit. And oftentimes they're making a profit on a population that isn't as scaled as the population in the places where they buy the stuff from. Because think about this, right? Think about this for a minute. Why do businesses shop for the stuff that they get for you abroad?
Because it's cheaper than
you might say, they shop for you abroad. And you might say, but it's because they can't get it at home. That's true for a lot of stuff. But they could get chicken at home if they would support the chicken producers home. They could get vegetables at home if they would support the people home. But they don't want to. Do you know why? Because it's cheaper to import the stuff.
It is cheaper, and but even so, like I say, at the end, you know, because the way you were saying it, it was right along the train of thought that I had in my head, that looking at the fact that everybody can't go away or get from Amazon these items. So here in country, because of, like you said, the utilities, the rent, the employee payments, and all these other stuff combined will cost that same item to be higher, if not even maybe higher, because they have to pay these things here after it's landed. That's why I said for the downside would be price may be higher.
No, but the price.
I know, but the market part of it. But you know, something in the Bahamas for me, it seems like things go up, but it doesn't come down to much market price abroad.
It doesn't because there's not the rigorous competition to make it happen.
Yes, I understand that.
And consumers in the Bahamas are what we call, in many instances, inelastic when it comes to price changes, largely because they don't have choices. So what happens is we go to a food store. complain that the price of Captain Crunch is too high at $9 and $10 and something cents, but we still pick up the Captain Crunch and put inside our car and take them with us home.
Yeah.
If we're doing that, what's the incentive for a businessman to say, don't do that? Now, I have had an actual real-life experience with this. I challenged consumers and people when they were complaining about the price of cereals and stuff. I challenged them. I said, stop buying them. Stop buying them. Listen to me. God is my witness. They stopped. They reduced their buying. The people from City Market in Nassau called me and said, can we come down and speak to you and tell you what's going on? And they came and talked to me about their SKUs and this and the next thing. The next thing we know, the following week, the price of the cereals went down.
See, and that is something too we don't have in this country is togetherness. Because see, the way you did that, if we can do that for other things in this country and behemoths or the majority of behemoths stand with you or stand with whoever is doing it together, we would get more things accomplished in this country.
Absolutely. Without question, that see, consumers' collective bargaining power is something that has to check the business people here. I don't believe the business people in the Bahamas are greedy. I don't buy that nonsense. I don't believe that they are being this, that, and the next thing. But I do believe if they see an environment where they can make more rather than less money, then they're going to make more rather than less money. And so you have to challenge them with your collective power to say, okay, well, let's see how we can balance this trade between ourselves. And sometimes you get to figure out, okay, they really can't do any more, so I'm good with that. But then you figure they can do better. I ask you the question, what is a sale or a discount? Isn't a sale or a discount that I could take a lower price?
Exactly. So I understand. All right, so thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you calling. All right, we have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We got 1 minute before the break. If you want, you can call after the break. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Lang. I was just calling in to give a quick perspective on the nature of prices and how our taxes would affect these prices that we see in our country from a business perspective. Just really quickly, I'm not too sure if most consumers are aware, but our import duties are paid by our business owners at the time of importing. And when we charge these markups, or the markups we see inside the grocery store, other department stores already have duty included. So I think that is a big contributing factor to why you can't really compare something you see from Amazon to in the grocery store, because retailers are trying to make up the duty that they have already paid back on these products. Thank you.
Yeah. That is true, but I don't necessarily buy that alone. Of course, a consumer who is not willing to do any work in understanding the pricing that they are facing can absolutely not be aware that a part of the markup is the custom duty. But the truth of the matter is we have lots and lots of items where the custom duty is either zero or low. And the markup difference between here and the product abroad is still significant, right? So again, I'm not saying that the business is unjustified in charging that markup. I'm just saying, though, that there is a differential which you as a consumer seeking to save some money might find challenging. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break for news. When we come back, we'll continue this very robust discussion. We'll be back after.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand, Everybody, come take my hand, We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome, Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivar Valang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I do apologize for any background noise you have. I'm sitting here in just in amazement, because where I am, I have stable internet, and it's inside, and there was nothing prior to the beginning of the show. And just at the beginning of the show, workers decided that it's now it's time to do what they're doing. I mean, it is incredible to me, but there's nothing I can do. So I apologize. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4326. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We have lots of text here. Let me take those and read those for you. This text says, there is definitely upside for Bahamas Customs. Goods coming in where all applicable taxes, inclusive of VAT, are collected with no middlemen. That is true. That's true. They're not consumers, but they certainly could benefit in that way. There's this text says, the downside is all these courier companies who've been bringing your stuff in late and be have an attitude about bringing your stuff in late, better buckle up their belt and do better real fast. But other than that, we all win from Amazon free shipping. I'm going now to see if I could find one ham and turkey on Amazon, because Rupert was too high. Is the chicken abroad is cheaper and bigger. The chicken drumsticks is bigger than my leg. The boy, I tell you, them steroids will soon kill us. And they're not putting steroids in chicken anymore. Stop believing that nonsense. this text is, good day, great show as usual. I appreciate how you aim to educate the population with regard to pricing of product. What do you think about the implementation requiring the listing of duty amount of every item on the sales listing? An example would be, you go to the grocery store, you purchase a bag of chips, and on the price label, the duty amount is stated. After all, that is public information. Consumers can now decide if the pricing is fair. Well, I certainly believe it could be helpful to a consumer to do that, but I can tell you one thing. You require that of business people, and there'll be a yeoman's cry about it. I do know that to be true. Yeoman's cry. But you know, I do think that Bahamians ought to pay attention, close attention to custom duties. And that there is convenient access to the custom duty rate, online. There are. So you can get that information, but you got to do that in advance, right? So you have to spend a little time, take a little time and go through it and understand oil is duty free, flour is duty free, and some of these other things. But and it can help you appreciate how much of what I'm paying is actually duty versus other costs. If you could do some work in that regard. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Lang. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm right here. How are you?
Hey, Mark, Terry Christman. You know, I'm praying for you every day with your situation, because, you know, I don't know if you realize that Mark Terry Christman, 242 Small Business Association Resource Center. Yeah, man. You know, I have an eye problem, you know, blind in one eye, and, you know, visual impaired in the other eye. So I understand challenges. Okay.
I got you, man, but I appreciate you. Appreciate you.
Yeah, man. So after analyzing with my clients and stakeholders and associates over the weekend, because we had to look at the situation that packed us, we came to an agreement that is nothing we can do as small business owners in the food, clothing and electronics industry, small business, between now and Christmas, because Black Friday and Christmas, all our marketing efforts and all our hiring potential, the engine already gone. So in the short term, what we call from now to this Christmas, because, you know, 85% of our profitability is in the Christmas season and Black Friday. So there's nothing we can do right now. But our medium term is from January to June. And our long term is from June next year to beyond. We have some concern, because what happened is that we came in agreement that we cannot fight Amazon on all items. So what the customers, my customers and clients, everything's doing is that looking at selective high gross margin product line that would affect us in reference to the availability, what Amazon has and what we have. If we have, let's say, 40 items, what are going to affect us? Because what happened is we all decide to go through our inventory between now and the end of the month, and early part of the end of the month, in December, to determine what is the major impact of the availability of what Amazon is going to offer the end consumer with this free shipping situation. So we could determine that if it's the gross margin of our product line is major affected, then we're going to determine exactly how we need to do with packaging and all kind of call it consolidation if we got to buy better than everything. But a loss leader product, we're not going to deal with too much because, you know, competition is competition.
We're going to have a team.
We got to set up a team and go through line by line to all our product line and compare it with Amazon and determine with a factor.
Mark.
Yeah.
Mark, are you listening? I love the conversation y'all are having. I love it. I love it. It tells me that these are people who are true entrepreneurs who understand that there are things you can do something about and things you can't do anything about, and that adjustment is required to be of service to your customers.
Exactly.
Because now you have maybe where your advantage is in price, your advantage has to be maybe in a service line or a convenience line or something of that. I mean, that's just beautiful.
We focus on customer service, and we focus in on our loyalty program because basically, Adobe got to spend some little money because we got to now work overtime. Set up a 2 to 3 member team to go through line by line because you know Amazon blindsided us. So therefore we gotta go through and actually be proactive because it's something that we didn't expect. If we expect that, like electricity or some type of labor hike or whatever, we were ready. But we wasn't expecting this, but now that
let me ask you to do this for me, Mark. Right? When you get off when I'm off air, you give me a call. Because I think there's also a way to be helpful to yourself.
Okay?
So
you could call me too. My cell number is 427.
But you text me all the time, man. You text me all the time.
I'm going through some challenges, but I can text you, right? Okay? And there'll be more from there because... Now, the problem is now... We have a little rise in prices because rise in labor costs because we got to now give some of our workers some overtime pay to go through all this inventory adjustments and to determine the loss leader we hidden, but the high gross margin ones we are very concerned.
But maybe in time, what you and I are going to talk about might help you recoup some of that.
Okay, excellent. All right, so I'll give you a call.
Yeah, man, but I love the spirit that you all are approaching this thing with. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, buddy.
This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Super Value Store now has a gallon of Clorox Beach for $12. That's extremely high. $12? I mean, that's what you say now. So I don't want nobody from Super Value calling me and telling me, I tell them I'm untruth on them. That's just a texter who said that. Okay, don't cry on me. I don't know what the price is. The Texas says a gallon of Clorox bleach is $12. That's expensive. But there are alternatives to Clorox though, in the food store. Now, y'all can get mad with me. I just use Blanco bleach, and that's for him and me. All right, I buy Clorox too when it's affordable, but I also use Blanco bleach. The Bahamas Customs is a Blanco, that one for free, yeah? But if you want to advertise here, you let me know. The Bahamas Customs has online the ability to check duties on items, and it has been so since the F&M 2012 term. I know so. I mean, I there's no reason not to know what the custom duty rate is on anything. As a matter of fact, you could do this.
You could do this. You could download the Exempt app, custom duty app. And if you want, you could literally do a mock claim disclosure, right? That's right. What you call it when you file for your thing on custom duty. And you could do a mock one of those. You could use the C18 unaccompanied one. You just fill out the things as a mock sum, and then you could put in the item that you say you are buying, you are doing. You could put the items in, the price you say you paid, and then just when you submit, when you ask for the calculation of duty, just do the calculation. You might be able to get a fair idea of the rate of duty just on those items. So you could take your grocery list. So let me give an example. You could take your grocery list, and you could do a mock on the Exempt app, and you could submit, calculate, and then see what the duty is all told for your grocery list. I lie, see Alan Johnson. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Shivago. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Awesome, man. To God be the glory. This
great
news
thing
about Amazon and their relationship with DHL, it's part of an interesting conversation because on one hand, the government would be happy because for years, the government has been doing everything it could to get the couriers to properly declare items coming into the country. I expect for there to be an increase in revenue as because companies like Amazon, DHL, they're not going to be cutting corners. For the longest, we've been trying to encourage couriers to supply the customers with the customs receipt. They claim that they pay customs duty. But when you go to the courier companies, as for the Customs Act, they never provide a customs receipt based off of what is being imported. Also, we know that there was also another issue with the couriers in that the smuggling of weapons, and they were trying to crack down on those bad actors in the industry.
What's the evidence that there was trouble with them smuggling weapons? Because we've never heard of any, well, maybe one, but many couriers being interdicted by the police for smuggling weapons. So I just don't want to make that claim without evidence.
The company cannot be interdicted for smuggling weapons because the company doesn't. Their customers do. Right. And so the company can never be interdicted. But if you develop a trend of persons using similar companies,
you're saying a company doesn't have the ability to know and have to require disclosure of what they are shipping. I thought I always did every time they asked me.
Yeah. And so with that is also a gray area because now you have that human element, in which I'm saying that this partnership with Amazon and DHL, it is a double-edged sword because, one, I could appreciate how we can be able to conform to certain regulations. I know it would do away with some of the bad actors, but then also it exposes what the government did with that deal with JDL down by the airport and the management of the only free public air terminal that the Bahamian people have. And so Amazon and DHL could both, they could offer free shipping, but the only place that a Bahamian courier could have shipped freely was through Linden Pinlan Airport. And now the government has put a tax on the Bahamian people of 25 cents per pound in order to ship to the Linden Pinlan Airport. So even if the Bahamian couriers wanted to compete, they are already at a 25 cent per pound disadvantage. And so I just want, you know, this conversation to expand in a more meaningful way and how it impacts businesses, the way how we are conducting business and us being able to collect more money. I'll turn it over to you.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much. That was very helpful. I appreciate it. You know, the thing about it is, though, businesses in the Bahamas might complain that, okay, so Amazon has found a way to do something that is more competitive than the way they have found to do things. But the truth is also, that's business though, right? So for instance, when these grocery store chains go into a neighborhood where a convenience store used to be the only basic option for the people in that residence, they now create a competition, maybe some might say unfair competition for the convenience store. And if the convenience store can't survive that, nobody goes and protests for the convenience store, right? When Atlantis came to the Bahamas, offered that beautiful complex that they had at mid, in the first instance, at mid-level pricing for rooms, a lot of the smaller hotels, like such as existed there on Nassau and Bay Street, they found themselves now in a rigorous competition with Atlantis. But nobody went and protested for them. When the Bamboo Shacks of the world have to go and compete with KFC and their mega industry marketing and all that kind of stuff, nobody goes and protests for Bamboo Shack. They win if they compete on the offering, right? So I'm sorry that I don't get to feel like it's such a disservice to a business that it now has to compete because somebody has found a way to do something that provides a convenience to consumer. Now, if they are doing something that represents anti-competition, anti-competitive practices, unfair and unjust and all unlawful practices, yeah, the government should step in and cut that off in a minute. But there are many businesses in this country that have gone out of business because some Bahamian business came in and offered them a better deal. Let me ask you a question. In Freeport, Grand Bahama, when you go buy gas, what's the competition? People from Grand Bahama tell me, where do you go to buy gas? Which company? There used to be one independent company. What's his name used to run that? Gothrow. I think that might have been sold now. And then I think Raymond Jones had a independent. They operated something there out there by near the harbor where Cyrus is now. So, but beyond that, all over Grand Bahama, where you buy your gas from who? One company. That's it. And when that happened, what's the problem? what's the issue? Right? This is business. And when consumers are hurting because the pricing that they're being charged is hurtful for them, I'm not calling businesses greedy. I'm not calling businesses awful. You're doing business. Well, if somebody else finds a way to be more competitive that advantages the consumer, why am I crying? Why am I concerned? Because if there's one thing I know, nature hates a vacuum. And maybe this business goes out of business because of what happened. But you could be sure entrepreneurs will find another way to find another way in that could make them even more competitive. That's my belief in the free enterprise system. This sector, there are also wholesalers that use Amazon logistics. So retailers may now have to consider finding them to use those wholesalers as new suppliers. Well, why I need to find any wholesaler as new supplier unless I don't have online facilities, I don't have a credit card or something that I could use, which many people may not. And so then maybe need to take advantage of people who can supply for them through an Amazon, and that is true. It could be a business opportunity to cater to those people. And just like Mark Turncrest was saying, sometimes now your business can't be the business of competing on price. Your business has to be the business of competing on quality, on service, on convenience, right? That's what a convenience store is. A convenience store is, in order to go to Big Boy grocery store down 10 miles away, right? I'm here. So maybe you pay 50 cents more than you pay down the road there, but then you don't have to drive $1 worth of gas down the road to go get it. not my advantage. That's part of it. I mean, if you're in business, you know what it is to struggle to compete, right? You know what it is to struggle to compete, right? I have a restaurant, takeout restaurant. Listen, man, the history and legacy and quality of a KFC and Wendy's and them, that's something to have to stand up against. Right? But you can't cry and you can't complain. If you can't beat them, then you can't beat them. But if you find a way, then you could beat them. They got big muscles. They got purchasing muscles to supply their teams. They got marketing muscles to keep their product in the face and of the consumer. And the only people who can make you win is the Hanians patronizing your business by saying, I like what you serve. I love what you serve. And I'll have some of them sometimes, but I want to have some of you sometimes. And so forth, but you can't cry. It's this. Ah, boy. This text says, good afternoon. I know I was stepping on some toes, but here goes. Bahamians are steeped in tradition, filled with pride and blind to their own reality when it comes to the cost of living. As a former employee of the Price Control and Economic Affairs Ministry, I'm someone who have studied this subject, and with regard to customs duties and markups, there are disparities that exist in the system. In some cases, the VAT and taxation formulation is not standard. In some cases, when the government gives tax rates on certain items through an honorary system, they, the government, expect the wholesalers and retailers to pass the savings on to consumers. But this does not happen. Buying power, availability, and competition are areas in which price are also predicted and manipulated. The government is edging its bets on Bahamian gaming economy and the people to keep the status quo. I'm not upset the apple cow. There is a lot I would like to speak on, but Mr. Lang, you don't have time on this show for me to elaborate. But you could call me and we could arrange and you could come on and speak about it. I think this is a very important topic. The cost of living is something that is immensely frustrating for Bahamians. And I'm going to tell you what, there are ways to break it. There are ways for you to act in a way to help yourself. There are ways. Okay, I'm telling you, man. But if you want to be inflexible, you don't want to change, you don't want to make adjustments, you don't want to try, then keep doing what you're doing. And you'll keep getting what you get. But I can tell you one thing. If people don't want things to change, it's working for them what is happening. Can I say that again? Anyone who doesn't want something to change is saying to you, this thing here works for me. So if it works for them, how it is, they're not going to want it to change. But if it doesn't work for you, what is it that you have to do? You have to get it to change, or you have to change yourself. That's the bottom line. Okay? There's no savior that's going to help you in this matter. For your soul salvation, yes, I know one. But on this food cost and answer, child, you gotta help yourself. And you gotta keep searching for ways. There are some ways. You're listening to Z Live on Shababa Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand. Everybody. Come take my hand, we'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Masters, bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
D- Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The car?
I ain't mash the car. The lady run into me mash the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang! She was on a video call with a RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z-Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. We're talking about the proposal by Amazon to offer free shipping and what that means for the Bahamas. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us on the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We have lots of texts. Let me read them for you. That's the day, Mr. Z. I order from eBay many times. It's a nice site, but Lord, the shipping fees was too high. Maybe because the state it was being shipped from. This text says, and I never go free shipping from eBay, okay? This text says, as a consumer, I'm concerned about the quality of goods that are labeled for export only and reject items that don't meet American standards being shipped here, making us a dumping ground for their waste items. I'm so sorry. I don't know how often to say this. Export only has nothing to do with quality. Nothing to do with quality. Very little to do with quality. Before export items is a trade issue of subsidizing American companies for export purposes. And I don't care how many times I say that. It just doesn't seem to register. When there are some companies in America who aim to supply foreign markets, but in order to compete with other foreign countries' products, the government of the United States of America may subsidize those companies. But what the government doesn't want to do is subsidize those companies so that they can then sell their product in American markets to compete with companies that do not export and don't get that subsidy. So what they require is for the company that gets subsidized to mark their product for export only, meaning once I subsidize you so you could be more competitive with other foreign product, you can only ship this stuff out. That's what it means. That has nothing to do with, oh, you got germs in it or you have some chemicals in it. That's not what that means. It's a trade issue, right? It's a subsidization issue. Please just stop spreading this nonsense rumor about it being lower quality. If you want to check the quality, first of all, how you know the quality of anything, right? The only thing you could do is one, read the label. So I dare you to do this. Take an export for export only cornflakes, Kellogg's, for instance, or some other product. Then get the same product that doesn't have for export only. And then read the labels and see if the ingredients are different. You will find they're not. But that's not what that is about. There are some products that are lower quality, you don't know, but you don't. They don't have to export only. Let me give you an example.
Have you ever noticed that the corn beef sold in the Bahamas is much cheaper than the corn beef sold in the United States of America? A can of corn beef in the Bahamas might be $2 and something says $3. In the United States of America, the same can of corn beef might be $5 or something cents. Why? It doesn't offer export only on it in the Bahamas. Go check it. Go buy me a can of corn beef in the Bahamas and see if it has for export only. It does not. You know what the difference is, though? You know those white spots you see in corned beef? Those are bone fragments. Because corned beef is made from the meat closest to the bone. And as you scrape the meat off, you scrape some of the bone off. In America, you are only permitted to have so much of that bone fragment per poundage. Well, so when you sell the corned beef in the United States, that's a higher quality corned beef because it don't have as much bone fragments in it. In the Bahamas, you get the one with plenty bone fragments in it, so that's why it's cheaper. But it doesn't have for export only, because it doesn't have anything to do with quality. If you want to know the quality of something, you have to check the ingredients. You have to check the specs. Not the words for export only. Please note that. It's really only an indication that you are not aware of what for export only means. This text says, good day, Mr. Lang. Amazon don't sell Huawei. So there's no downside to consumer. However, to merchant and employees, they will be drastically affected by the drop in sales. That is true. That is very true. That is possible. If there is a significant shift from local merchants to Amazon, that reduced demand could mean lower sales, lower profits, and probably some jobs. Probably. However, that also assumes that there are not opportunities to be created elsewhere because of the savings consumers will get. Because now, let's say you were spending $100 on your grocery buying from these stores at home. But now you spend $70 buying from Amazon. You now have $30 available to you for other things. Well, you are going to spend that $30 elsewhere. You're going to save it or invest it. Well, in the places where you spend it, they may have an upswing in sales, and therefore their demand increases, their sales increase, their profits increase, and they need more employees. So it is possible that you could also have created in the medium to long term new areas of business for new employment elsewhere. See how that works? It creates never a single side of a ledger transaction. There's always multiple things going on that can cancel out each other. Mind you, in the net, it could be worse or it could be better. But you never can say, oh, because this business slows down, that's bad, and that's going to kill the economy. Because other things can happen. Sometimes when they go out of business, doing it the way they've been doing it in these brick and mortar arrangement, maybe somebody else sets up an arrangement that says, you know what, I'm not going to just do B2B, I'm going to do B2C. So I'm going to find a way to get even Amazon stuff or other stuff directly to the consumer without having them need me to carry overhead in building and mortgage and rent and light. You never know. That's the nature of business. This text says, duty of imported bleach is 45% Z. Markup is on top of duty. Duty is what caused high prices. You have to land your goods with duty and add your markup. That's true. I understand that to be the case. That doesn't mean, though, that I have to think that $12 on a gallon of Clorox is reasonable. I don't have to think that, right? And like I said, I bought a gallon of Blanco bleach. I think I paid for something. Let me tell you something. I have a partner. Me and the partner have been working on a detergent product. Detergent. Quality detergent. I tested the quality detergent with some Bahamians. And I can promise you the price of that detergent would be nowhere near what you are paying for now in the food stores if it were coming directly from us. Nowhere near. So even with custom duties,
even with custom duties, but be nowhere near. So yes, there are duties associated with some of these products, but nobody's there's sometimes a very crude pricing strategy that's used by Bahamian merchants. Very crude, and it says, whatever you pay for the product, increase the price by 300%. That's it. That covers all your costs and your profits. 300%. So if I pay $5 for it in the U.S., 300%. That's $15 here in the Bahamas. The truth of the matter is, if I used a cost driver approach to that same item, it could very well be that I don't need 300% markup. Maybe 150% could do. Maybe a 200% could do. I'm not going to tell people how to do their business, because I can't. But I'm just saying, in every case, this notion of blaming duties is nonsense, because there are some items in the Bahamas that are duty-free, and you look at the price compared to abroad. They are duty-free. Just check it out. In fact, the DHL, that's nonsense. I will not read that stupidness. Absolute nonsense. Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Thanks for explaining export-only items. You usually see export-only is a lot of bulk buying items, or the other wording is not for individual sale in the U.S. Exactly. And that's exactly what they mean. Not for sale in the U.S. Why? Because it would be unfairly competing with U.S. same U.S. products that were not subsidized by the U.S. government. And you can't have taxpayers being disadvantaged by taxpayers paying the same thing, paying different prices for something in their own country. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lang.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
I'm good, thanks. Good job. I'm just calling to clarify something about export only.
Mm-hmm.
And you made a good clarification, but I just want to talk from my experience, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In 2000, I bought a Ford Ranger, brand new from Ford, Bentley Ford on Thompson Boulevard, 2000 mm-hmm. Ford Ranger. When I bought the vehicle, it had for export only stick on the windshield.
Okay.
And a friend of mine, he had bought a 2000 Dodge around the same time, good friend of mine. And, young guy, I drive in my truck, right? He said, boy, you get that export only on your windshield. You sit on your windshield, boy, take it off. Let's go and sit on your windshield. That's export only. They are these false vehicles where they ship over here together. And I don't want you to drive a vehicle like that. And so I took it off. I felt so bad. I said, I got a truck with export only. And that ain't good enough to drive nowhere else. But anyway, it's got a long story short.
Mm.
Like I said, it was just in 2000. A few years ago, I saw my friend. You see me now and then. Somebody. When I could look at his truck, it's off the road right now and what have you. But my 2000 Ford Ranger,
people,
that's a 2000 Ford Ranger. They said, no, that ain't no 2000 Ford Ranger. But you got that now going for 25 years. I said, yeah. And that one, just like when I bought it,
mm-hmm.
paint on it, just like when I bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Interior, just like when I bought it,
mm-hmm.
everything on it, Mr. Lang, you see that truck, that's the past brand new truck. But I bought it with mm-hmm. export only on it,
mm-hmm. You know something?
People always ask me to buy it. I won't sell it to the world. But I don't export only on it. I just want to explain that about export only. Thank you.
But you know something, caller? Let me ask you a question. You have a shop at Home Depot?
Pardon?
Have you ever stopped at Home Depot?
No, I never stopped at Home Depot. No.
Okay. If you're a contractor, if you have a major project in the Bahamas and you shop at Home Depot, you can go to the contractor's area. And once you sign up and register at that area, something happens. When you get your products, they don't charge you the sales tax. And you know what they stamp on your invoice? For export only, meaning you cannot use that product in the United States of America for building
because you did not pay sales tax on it. But because you are not an American citizen and you're exporting it, they put for export only because they want you to know, people to know, this thing, this here should not be remain in the United States of America.
Yeah, a few years ago, you had the same conversation, and I didn't call, but I did text you almost the same thing.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing that, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we got to take our final break. We're going to be back right after this final break. You're listening to Z Live on Survivor Live Network.
Take a stand, everybody, everybody. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care. For every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. There's a reason for export-only labels varies. It can be used, the ingredients vary in amounts or in ingredients allowed or vice versa. The taste buds of nations where certain export-only products are exported has been used to justify extra sodium. So export is only, is not just a label, but a standard of quality. It can be. That's why I said it isn't primarily that it can be, but it's not for the, it, this is not about what people have been trying to use it for. Oh my God, they send stuff to the Bahamas for export only because it's a subpar something. So even what you are talking about in terms of preferences isn't a quality issue in terms of its lower quality or subpar, but you're talking about cultural preferences. And that's the point here. I don't want people to use that for export only as in they are dumping on us subpar, sub-quality stuff. If something has more sodium in it because the preference of the country is that, you don't have to eat the higher sodium something because a lot of times you have the same product with low sodium, low fat, low sugar options. What's the point? Okay, we have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, Mr. Lang, how are you doing? Sheldon Johnson, one again. 3 points. Oh, just on this, on that whole export only. Let's just an example of detergent, right? In detergent, sometimes I think they use something called phosphorus or something, which actually cleans clothes better. But in many of the states in the U.S., it's they don't allow it because of the foaming or something in the rivers. So here it is that they may be sending you a superior product that they can't even sell in the U.S. because of our prohibition. So it is not one variable for that point. A second point that you make, Lang, is that I don't know if you touched this or not, because I said that I was going walking into a meeting. But one of the things that this provides an opportunity for is behemoths to sell to behemoths. In the same way, I could be in the U.S., I can sell stuff that I sell stuff that I don't own to people I don't know for money I don't have. And so I could go right now from the Bahamas and set up an Amazon shop and sell stuff on Amazon that I could buy from wholesalers and otherwise. So in the same way, behemoths can actually now start selling to behemoths by setting up Amazon shops where they get shipped directly to the Bahamas and they make whatever little profit there is of that. And then as they begin to expand even into the Caribbean, they can pick up on that end also in the fact that they would get the free shipping. You know, so it isn't Amazon selling the stuff. Amazon is a platform that allows you to sell stuff. And in some instances, Amazon have comparable products that they sell. The third aspect of that is that, you know, like one of the people I'm very, very proud of, Lang, and I think I sent you her videos, is my niece, my twin brother's daughter, who works in Amazon AI, you know, artificial intelligence, which actually sets up some of the algorithms that they actually use to make a determination of what product to sell, when to sell it, how to sell it, who to sell it to. They could go, do you know, they actually start monitoring you. And even just simply looking to see what you're doing, and simply you may put something in the basket and didn't buy it, and they show it to you again and again and again, and after a while they say, hey, Lang, buy this right now, I get a 10% discount. So there's a whole bunch of algorithms that goes on, and as we learn these new methods of commerce, we can actually sell not just to the Bahamas but also to the U.S. for those individuals who might be underemployed or unemployed. And so an opportunity for us to look into. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Shabag. How you doing?
Hey, Anton. How you doing?
Right up, man. How you doing?
Boy, right here trying to do what I can sometimes, but I can't.
Boy. I know what that is. CFA goes to me, Shabag, especially in this arranged political environment in the Bahamas. But on this export thing, and I'm so happy that you put a literal stumping your feet on this misconception that people try to promote as though the export only means it's something that's not good for the host shipment company, I mean country, and it's bad for the receiver. That could be as far from the truth as the sun is from the moon. Another aspect of the export only that persons need to recognize. And I remember being a part of your conversation on this export probably close to 20 years ago as well, Shabago, or let me not say 20 years ago, but conversations on export in the talk show realm going back as far as almost 20 years ago on various talk shows. But the United States in particular, they subsidize heavily certain areas of commerce. And where they subsidize those areas heavily for production, they don't want you to compete. They don't want you to use the government subsidy and compete in the local market, which gives you a very strong, unfair advantage over other competitors. Therefore, they deem that you can only sell those products overseas or out of country, therefore putting the stamp on it saying export only. Otherwise, you would be having a serious unfair advantage over the competition that you're operating against locally in that capitalist environment. And so that's one of their ways of ensuring against unfair competition in the United States. But
that was the first explanation I gave to people.
Oh, I didn't hear it. I caught the back end.
Yeah. Yeah, you're only confirming what I told them.
Yeah, absolutely. And the same goes in particular in their agriculture and food industry. The same goes in particular in those two industries, which the United States government subsidizes upward to 80-85% in terms of providing land, in terms of providing seed, in terms of providing all of what is needed to go from land to presenting the food on your tables, on your kitchen tables, or your dining room tables, or wherever you may eat in your home based on where you live and how you live in. Anyway, thank you for the opportunity, Shabago.
No, man, appreciate it. Thank you much. Appreciate it. This says, Mr. Lang, again, we are brand shoppers. When was the last time you went to a food restaurant and asked them what brand of mayo or mustard and whether it not made a difference? But we will not willingly go to, in quote, super value and pick up country brand that costs half the price and probably pretty much the same. And just about every brand of corned beef is made in Brazil. Just about. But in Brazil, they know that they could only send to the United States of America corned beef that meets the certain spec. And that's the reality. It says, yes, I have that experience at Home Depot, export only on building materials. Proof it's going out of USA. Yes, I'm sure you would if you, any producer would, who's been there. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. Do we? No? Oh, good. Okay, says, good day, Mr. Lang. While I understand the export only that you just explained, how do we know the company, are not cheapening the export only products to cut costs at the same time? Well, we know that. I mean, we don't know. How do you know anything? How do you know that the phone you have wasn't cheapened in terms of the cost? You don't know. We don't know. We know what the specifications say. We know what the ingredients say, and we rely on, in this country for the most part, we rely on that stamp that says inspected by the FDA and so forth and so forth. That's all we know. But the export only has nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with it. Okay? I mean, if you want to believe something else, I understand. Says, or perhaps the products are better according to the last caller. That's true. And by the way, I enjoy your show every day. Keep up the awesome work. Thank you. I appreciate it. Appreciate your texting us too and sharing. This text says, don't have 10 kids, just have 3, you will save money. Don't have 3 sweethearts and a wife on the side, you will save money. Trust me, y'all will be rich if y'all take my... Mr. Lang, I tell you for a long time, stop eating corned beef. It ain't good for you and it's gross. Really? I don't eat a lot of corned beef, but I can tell you no lie. Now, I ain't stopped eating no corned beef yet. I don't eat a lot of corned beef. Listen, man, it's been a pleasure. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on Z-Live. God bless our life. We'll talk to Mrs. Leslie Archer, the author of What Is It Cost to Be Middle Class in the Bahamas, tomorrow, so you can listen in, get your questions answered, and we'll find out what the study details. So glad that you could join us. We'll talk to you again tomorrow about fast life. Do well.